H 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre? I am your host, Peter Torrente, and sorry for the late start. The show in front of me took a little bit of time to get out of the booth. I now need to find my songs that I'm going to be playing today, but as I do that, I will not really do anything. I will say that this week is the first week that I'm actually going to be playing music from, that's all from this week. It all came out this week. The past few weeks have kind of been a warm-up, getting back from the summer, playing all of the summer tracks. But now I can finally get in and start playing the new stuff. So all these songs came out this week, either today or, you know, the past few days. But George Clanton, the one and only, 100% Electronica. He just came out with two new tracks with Nick Hexum of 311. Very exciting stuff. So I'm going to play the first single, and then maybe I'll play the next single as well. But this first song is called Crash Pad by George Clanton and Nick Hexum.
Thank you.
That was Crash Pad by George Clanton and Nick Hexum. Up next, I'm going to be playing the other track they dropped today, King for a Day. And, you know, this is the king we're going to have to be stuck with since Kanye decided not to drop Jesus is King today. Lots of disappointment on r/Kanye and on Twitter from all the Kanye fans. But we'll have to, you know, I was more excited about the George Clanton songs anyways, not going to lie. So we'll have to deal with those, I guess. This is King for a Day by George Clanton and Nick Hexum of 311.
In the midst of it all, still not afraid to take a fall. You take the good with the great. That's the thing between us, all can't relate. In the midst of it all, I'm still not afraid to take.
That was King for a Day by George Clanton and Nick Hexum. I think those two tracks, I didn't really talk about Crash Pad very much, but I think those two tracks are Really, really solid, strong tracks. There's definitely a different vibe going on from both 311 and George Clanton. I mean, it sounds, the backing track sounds very George Clanton-esque, but it's definitely not the same. But I think it's very good. I really like both these tracks, so I don't know. I'm excited. Supposedly they have more coming in the future. So this is not the last we've seen of the George Clanton Nix Hexum collaboration. So I'm very excited to see where this collaboration goes and if there's going to be more songs, if there's going to be an album, if it's going to be an EP, if they're going to go on tour. Like, I'm very interested to see where it takes us. Up next, though, transitioning, I'm going to be playing Elohim's new song titled Paradise. That was Paradise by Elohim. Elohim dropped an EP a while back, a few months ago. She dropped an album last year. She's been doing a good job. Her music's been very strong. I like that song a lot. That was my first time listening to it through. I haven't had a ton of time to listen to the music that came out today, so I haven't listened to all these songs, to be honest. But I thought that song was pretty good. I definitely want to give it a few more listens before I have my full opinion on it. But I like the track. Think it was a good single. I don't know really where it's going. I don't know if it's going to be part of a new album. She's trying to take a new direction now. We'll see. Up next, We got a new song by Boys Noize and Francis and the Lights. A bit of a strange combination. Francis and the Lights collaborated with people like Bon Iver, Kanye, Chance the Rapper. Boys Noize currently been collaborating with Skrillex a lot recently, Ty Dolla Sign, Josh Pan. So interesting mix we got up here. This is Why Not by Boys Noize and Francis and the Lights. That was Why Not by Boys Noize and Francis and the Lights. Don't really know if that's just a single, if it's on going to be on someone's upcoming project. I really don't know too much about that, but it's a nice song. It sounds pretty exciting. Up next, I'm going to be playing the new Japanese house single titled Something Has to Change. I don't know what that something is, but it has to change. Don't really know if this is off a project or anything either. Let's give it a listen. What a great song by The Japanese House. Something Has to Change. This next song is titled Rushing Back by Flume and Vera Blue. Flume has been dropping a lot of singles, a lot with this similar looking album. I mean, I guess single art. And I'm going to assume he is an upcoming album that these songs will be on, or at least another mixtape or an EP of some sort. I believe these songs will be compiled together in some sense. So this is Rushing Back by Flume and Vera Blue.
I always let the day slip away. I should have been making up my mind. I never opened out to get all in, and now I'm running out of time. Sometimes I dream about going back, keeping all the things I left behind.
That was Rushing Back by Flume and Vera Blue. I really like the synths in that song. Yeah. Flume has his signature Flume sound. Up next, this is a collaboration I'm very excited about. It is Anna Leno and Nina Las Vegas, both of them which have been killing the game, DJing and producing some house-like tracks in the EDM for quite a few years now. And I don't know if they've ever made dropped a song together before, but Anne Lanoe posted on Twitter the other day saying, oh, coming out with a song with Nina Las Vegas on Friday, and very excited to listen to this one. And I have not yet, so you will all be sharing the experience with me. I hope we both all enjoy it. That was 130 by Anne Lanoe and Nina Las Vegas. And honestly, that was killer. That was a killer track. The two of them outdid themselves with that one. Up next, I'm going to be playing Be Fine by Ikalai featuring Wifia. Hopefully, this means Ikalai is coming out with an album or an EP soon, because both his last two tracks he's dropped have both featured flowers in the single art. And, so maybe he's got a project coming out. But I do not know. I have no idea. So this is Be Fine by Ikalai featuring Wifia.
It's the wrong conversation. Days and some good.
That was Be Fine by Ikalai and Wifia. I honestly thought that song was going to go a little harder. I mean, I don't know why. I didn't, with the feature with on vocals, I shouldn't have thought that, but Ikalai's, a few of Ikalai's past songs have gone a little bit harder than that. So in my set, I might have put it to complement other songs, but now I'm going to change some things around. But that was a good song. I haven't listened to that yet either. Really like that track. That was pretty beautiful, actually. So this is going to be a hard contrast to this next song I'm about to play. Sullivan King announced this past week that he is planning on releasing an album sometime in the next few months. And he has just dropped his first song today off of that upcoming album, titled Show Some Teeth, featuring Company. So you already know this track is probably not safe for the air because it's going to blow out everyone's speakers because it's going to go so hard. And so, yeah, just a warning, you're probably not going to enjoy this song, but I will. So I hope you stay and listen to the show because this is the only song that's going to sound like this. So, I don't know, I'm not playing this last, but I'm playing in the middle of my set because I want to listen to it. So, this song is Show Some Teeth by Sullivan King and Company.
Let's show some teeth.
That was Show Some Teeth by Sullivan King and Company. Sullivan King is one of the artists I think is doing more interesting things in the EDM scene. He is taking a lot. He grew up in like a metal, like he, in his artist career, he grew up playing the guitar and playing in a metal band. And then he transitioned into making EDM. So his style, he plays a guitar in a lot of his songs, in most of his songs probably, and he, I don't know, he kind of takes a lot of things from his metal background and incorporates them into his EDM songs, which I think is very interesting, because a lot of these artists, well, they might be able to play instruments and so on, like, it's just like they're here to, for EDM, and he's kind of coming at it from a different angle, so, I don't know, I think that's really cool. That was kind of crazy. Up next, I'm going to play something that's completely different from that, just all over the place. I'm going to be playing a country song, which I know for my show, whoa, crazy. But Sturgill Simpson just dropped his new album today titled Sound and Fury. And for those of you who are uncultured, Sturgill Simpson wrote the theme song to the amazing movie dropped over this released debuted over the summer, titled The Dead Don't Die. He wrote a song under the same name, and the song was probably played 50 times during the movie, and then I probably played it 50,000 more times after the movie. So this is Mercury in Retrograde off of Sturgill Simpson's new album, Sound and Fury.
Just drew back thinking about
That was Mercury in Retrograde by Sturgill Simpson off of his new album, Sound and Fury. A very big departure from what I usually play on my show. But, you know, I can have more interests than indie trash and EDM and electronica and some other various genres that I play on my show. I can play country sometimes, too. Even though if you told me I'd be playing country on my show freshman year, I would have laughed in your face. Up next, let's go back to what I'm used to. I'm going to be playing the new Lewis Grant song titled Jump, with some production from Dylan Brady thrown into the mix. He's not credited, like, directly, but if you know, and Dylan Brady helped produce this song. If you are unaware who Dylan Brady is, I like to bring this up every time I talk about Dylan Brady. He is half of 100 Gex. He made this album with Josh Pan earlier in the year that was pretty good. He's absolutely killing the game. He's produced songs for Brockhampton and Charlie XCX. He's just doing such a good job. He headlined Mind Gala, the coolest music festival of the year. Just doing some really cool stuff. What a great producer. So this is Jump by Lewis Grant. Everything I just said was about Dylan Brady, but you know, it's okay. Lewis Grant will get his time to shine too. He's on a song called Thankful by Baby No Money and Y2K, which is pretty good. You should go check that song out.
I forgot about something I was gonna tell you about. Sit back in the background, we're all about. Evidently, it's not about me. You're the only reason I can feel it, see it down. I don't want anyone around. I just wanna hear you talk. I just wanna see you walk. I'll believe it when I see it. So let's just be it, what we needed. Be mean, be proud, be mad. What you've seen isn't all you have. They say love takes time or something, but I've got the clock run down for nothing. If you really love someone, then jump in. If you really love someone, then jump in. I know the right time's always coming. The clock can be right even when it's not running. If you really love someone, then jump in. If you really love, then jump in. Jump in.
That was Jump by Lewis Grant. Good track, good track. Up next, this is going to be my last song. I'm going to play Tiny Tea Room by Ryan Hemsworth and Wednesday Campanella. That was Tiny Tea Room by Ryan Hemsworth and Wednesday Campanella. That was my last song of the show. You were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been What's the Genre? My name is Peter Torrente. I really hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back next week from 1 to 2 with new, fresh tracks. So, yeah.